Namaste, I'm Sneha Ramji. So I want you to find a quiet spot where you can do this meditation. So this is your time. Find somewhere quiet where you won't be disturbed. And I want you to just start to do some deep breaths for me, in through the nose, out through the mouth, really enjoying the breath. If you slightly exaggerate the breath, in inhaling and exhaling, imagining that you're breathing in peace and tranquility and breathing out any negativity, any stress, any worries. Inhaling and exhaling. Okay, now so we're going to deepen the breath. We're going to take a deep inhale and hold. So inhale through the nose and hold. And exhale through the mouth. And again, inhale through the nose. And hold. And exhale. Final time, inhale through the nose. And hold. And exhale. Now we're going to chant Om three times. We're going to inhale and exhale the word Om. So inhale. Om. And again, inhale. I'd like you to use your imagination for this part of the meditation. So I want you to imagine a huge crystal emanating a green light. Take this crystal and bury it deep under you. As a crystal gets deeper and deeper, I want you to imagine it's emanating a beautiful, loving light. And then bring your attention to your feet. Both your feet are feeling warm, tingly and heavy. Now I want you to imagine, like an oak tree, that you have roots coming from the bottom of your feet. And these roots grow deep into the ground, deeper still. They go deeper and deeper till they connect with the crystal. Then I want you to imagine the light from the crystal, the color of green, is gradually traveling up those roots, getting higher and higher, until the light enters your feet. Now imagine the light spreading to each one of your toes. Relax your toes and send love to your toes. And imagine the light going to the rest of your feet, into your arches and into your heels. And just sending love to your feet and imagining the light gradually traveling up into your ankles, sending loving thoughts to your ankles, and imagine the light traveling up into your calves, again sending love to your calves, and gradually the green light enters the knees, send love to your knees. And if you're struggling to imagine, just sending love to the various body parts as we gradually move into the thighs, sending loving thoughts to your thighs. And then we send love to our lower half of our body, to our seating position, to our lower back. And then we send love to our stomach. And sending love to our spine as the green light travels into our back. Sending loving thoughts to our back. And imagining the green light going into your arms, sending love to your arms. And then send love to each one of your fingers. And send love to your chest. And imagine the green light going into your neck. I want you to send love to your neck. And then send love to your ears. Sending love to your jaw. Send love to your cheeks. Send love to your nose. Send love to your eyes. Sending love to your forehead. Send love to your entire head, to your brain. And imagine that light going above your head. And let the green light hover above your head. And imagine some clouds parting. And like a ray of sunshine, green light coming through. And imagine this light intermingling with the light above your head. Now let that light cascade down your body, covering you in this beautiful green hue. Now let this beautiful, vibrant green light penetrate your skin and go into every single part of your body and into every single cell, sending love to all of your cells in your body. After all, your body keeps you alive, gets you to do things from A to B, move, various things that your body allows you to do to survive in this incarnation. So we're going to send loving thoughts to all our lumps, bumps, everything that you think is a negative. This is all there to teach you lessons, and it's all there for a reason. So we want to love every part of our body. Once we've done this, we're also going to send love to our spirit, to all the things that we do in life, to the differences we make in people's lives. It could be just a simple smile to a stranger. It could be your neighbor that you're helping. It could be the things that you do for your parents, your siblings, your friends. Let's show loving gratitude to ourselves. To be proud of ourselves, our achievements, to be where we are today, to get through another day. Really feeling that love in the heart chakra in the middle of your chest. And from your heart chakra, we're going to send out love. We're going to send out love to ourselves. We're going to send love to all our loved ones. And then we send love to our ancestors. Then we send love to all of humanity. And then we send love to all of nature, all the plants, all the animals. And we extend this love to the universe. And then we extend the love out to divinity. And then we imagine all of that love coming back to us. So receiving love from divinity, receiving love from the universe, receiving love from nature, from all the plants and all the animals, receiving love from all of humanity, receiving love from all our ancestors, receiving love from our loved ones. And finally, back to ourselves, really showing us love and gratitude for who we are. Now I want you to imagine a path and a staircase. The staircase goes down into a sacred space. And as you go down the stairs, you feel more and more relaxed. And you enter a sacred space somewhere in nature. Somewhere where the sun is shining and it's a beautiful day. And you look around and you see flowers, and behind you, you see a stream. And you can hear the gentle trickling of water. And as you look around, you're going to see a mirror. I want you to go up to this mirror. And in this mirror, you see yourself reflected. So I want you to look into your own eyes in the mirror And almost like you can see your soul through the eyes. I want you to send yourself love and feel the divinity that resides within you. And this is a special mirror. As you keep looking, you start to see what you're made of is energy. And you can see a green hue making up your aura in the mirror. And you can see the love exude from your body to know that you're more than a body, that you're an energy source, that you're made up of the same spark as divinity. Then you're going to reach out your arms and you're going to give yourself a hug. And as you hug yourself from the mirror into yourself, that image of you integrates into oneness. That loving source that you saw in the mirror is what you are. And then you're going to go back to the path and walk further down. And you see another mirror. This is a special mirror. You see yourself as a child, a time when you felt unloved, lonely. And as you see this person in the mirror, this mirror is special. It's a 3D image. You can walk into the mirror. Now tell this little girl or little boy that everything is going to be okay, that you're going to grow up and things are going to be okay. And then give them a hug, show them love. We're sending healing love to the inner child. And again, this person starts to integrate into who you are and feeling the change in the sacral chakra under your belly button, releasing the wounded child, releasing old emotions and feeling the love in your heart. And you step out the mirror gently, feeling whole, and you go back to your path. And I want you to find your staircase and start climbing. And as you climb, you feel more aware of your surroundings. You're going to come into your room and you're going to wiggle your toes and your fingers and then gently open your eyes. And just do a quick stretch. So I hope you've enjoyed that. If you have any questions, please get in touch and you can look me up on sneharamji.com. Thank you. Namaste.